be one that gets out and run? How do you sort of create those opportunities that you can get out faster and take advantage of those points in transition?
You got to do a better job of passing ahead, trying to get the kick aheads, cross court kick aheads, and take advantage of transition opportunities. But I don't think we got a lot of stops early in the game, which kind of meant the game was going to be slower, taking the ball out of bounds, kind of walking it up. So the better our defense is, the better our offense will be.
You've had to make the transition to new teams before, but this time around, like, what is the most difficult part of trying to pick up a new team, and especially midway through the season?
It's difficult, but it's still basketball, so I'm just continuing to understand the concepts, the plays, the spacing, understand that, you know, what coach wants to accomplish, and, you know, we'll get better each night. And it is difficult. It's tough to transition in the middle of the season. There's a lot of moving parts. We've been, you know, we've probably been in Atlanta for 48 hours. You know, we met the team on the road and still unpacking our suitcases and trying to get settled in the hotel and trying to find a home and kind of do all that stuff. But at the end of the day, we got to do a better job collectively of, you know, making sure these types of nights don't happen.
How hard is it to kind of get on the same page as a collective when you are trying to integrate with a new team, especially coming back from a long road trip like that?
Yeah, I think Quinn said it. There hasn't been time for practice. You know, we've been kind of going, they were going before we got traded here. Just trying to integrate us trying to get used to the system, the play calls, the names, spacing, you know, where to be at and kind of how to play off of each other. It takes time. I think we'll get there. We'll continue to figure it out. We'll continue to get more reps. Obviously, you guys are able to see the mistakes, you know, in game, but it'll be nice to get some practices down the road.
And just so for some of the local media who hasn't seen you quite yet, what was it like to get traded to Atlanta and have an opportunity to come to the city?
Yeah, no, I'm excited. I'm excited about the opportunity to be here. It's a great city with obviously a rich history. I'm understanding Martin Luther King and kind of what he's done for our community as a whole. Being able to play in a city like this, being able to play in front of these types of fans with this organization is an honor and a privilege and something I'm excited about. Obviously, we're in a position now where we've got a chance to make the playoffs, and we got to do a better job, and I'll do a better job individually of contributing towards team success.
Thanks, CJ.